The economy has been showing signs of growth. Can this growth be maintained? What of the sliding dollar? Ian Boyne recently sat down with Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips to get the answers to these questions. Here's an excerpt of that discussion.
Quoting from the IMF review, it says, overall policy implementation on the program is strong. All the quantitative performance targets and indicative targets for the end of September were met. All the structural benchmarks to date have also been met in a timely manner. You think this is sustainable, Minister?
We think it's sustainable. We have committed to a program and we are going to follow through on this program. We committed to the program because we thought it was a program which would accomplish as its central objective the reduction of the unsustainable public debt, which had become a drag on growth and which had the effect of closing Jamaica off, not only from considerable investment, private investment, domestic and foreign investment, but also closing us off from sources of international finance. So we have entered that program. It has involved tremendous sacrifice by everyone, not least the public sector workers, for example, the bondholders holding Jamaican debt, pensioners, all kinds of people, ordinary taxpayer. And I think if we have the program, what we need to do is to fulfill our commitments under the program so confidence can return. It's a hard row to hoe, but we have to go day at a time, month at a time, each quarter, and ensure that we meet the objectives so that we can rebuild confidence and create the environment for a more competitive economy that will once again attract investment and grow employment so that our people can manage to realize their hopes and aspirations.
Minister, people are concerned about the slippage in the Jamaican dollar. What attempts are the government making to ensure that our dollar retains its value or doesn't move in the wrong direction?
I think it's important to understand that the heart of the problem that you have with the exchange rate is that you have what they call a current account deficit running at about 12.5% of GDP. Well, it's down now over the last few months. But what that means simply is that you are spending more overseas than you are earning. And the only way you can deal with that imbalance is if somebody either gives you money or you earn more or you import less. And the way you regulate the importing less through the market is by having the market determine what is the rate. If you have more people seeking to buy foreign currency than are earning foreign currency and willing to sell it, then you will have these adjustments. Now, we can contain these adjustments to some degree if you were willing to use your reserves to intervene in the market, which we have done from time to time when the market overheats, so to speak, and you get speculative pressures building up. But if you use your savings every day to finance your current expenditure, then all that means is that you're going to be bankrupt, and you can't predict when you will be bankrupt. So you have to decide how you are you going to spend your savings, if you're going to spend it to deal with your day-to-day expenditures. So we certainly have to counteract the expenditures, use mechanisms available to us. But the heart of the problem and the only sustainable solution is that we need to earn some more and the market to set it. So as confidence builds, many of the holders of currency will put it into the market or make investments, which is the same thing as putting it into the market. That involves people at all levels.
That was an excerpt of an interview with Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. The interview was conducted by Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.